This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back to Total Information AM here on KMOX. It has been way too long since we have had Kat Neville of Explore St. Louis in studio to talk about all the great places to visit in the St. Louis and surrounding region and some big headlines that we have to talk about this week that really continues to put St. Louis on that international map. Mm-hmm. And that's a new flight that's going to be going directly from Lambert to London.
That's exactly right. So Lambert to London Heathrow 4 times a week starting in April. And number one, this is amazing. It's been something like 20 years since we've had a direct flight to London Heathrow Airport. It comes on the heels of Lufthansa announcing that it's expanding its service into Frankfurt. And, you know, number one, it shows the faith that these airports, that these airlines have in the business that they can generate by investing in having these flights. But also, beyond being able to get directly to London, which is like an 8-9 hour flight, the London Heathrow connection through British Airways can take you to over 200 destinations across the globe. So now, rather than having, you know, another, you know, stopover in some other hub, now you can go, if you're going not just to London, but to somewhere else on the planet, you can go straight from St. Louis to London and then connect out. So it's a tremendous opportunity for St. Louis. And the economic impact for the region, it's estimated that between $50 and $100 million of annual economic impact is driven through these types of international routes. Because, you know, you and I might think of it from a leisure perspective, like, mm-hmm. ooh, I can like go on a vacation. I can't wait. But it really also, it helps to foster connections through business and an investment in the St. Louis region.
Well, and I can imagine, too, that if someone is closer to here than, for example, O'Hare, mm-hmm. then it will draw people to St. Louis.
Exactly right. And so when we're looking at how to market this, that is one of our tactics. We're well aware that there obviously is a direct flight to London from Chicago, but you might not want to have to go to Chicago. So say you live in Iowa, say you live in Kansas, say you live on the other side of Missouri. You don't necessarily want to fly and, you know, go and connect through Chicago and then go out. It's much easier and less expensive to come to St. Louis and fly out from Lambert. So that is something that we are certainly focused on. And in terms of the timing of this, it's coming at just a really great opportunity. opportunity point for St. Louis from a tourism perspective, because Route 66 obviously is celebrating its 100th year next year. And if you didn't know that, you're going to hear all about it. But European travelers love Route 66. It is Americana. They adore it. So being able to come straight to St. Louis, which was one of the and is one of the biggest stops along the route, I mean, that's ideal. So we anticipate that lots of folks are going to be taking advantage of that. Obviously, it's also FIFA next year. It's the America 250 next year. So lots of people are going to be coming. But we also have international events, conventions, the Vex Robotics competition that we talked about. There are families that are going to be coming from across the world to compete here in St. Louis next April. And this flight is timed perfectly to service those folks.
Yeah, I can't imagine with the popularity of those Lufthansa flights. I mean, they've been practically full.
Yes.
For all of their flights. They've had great capacity. So I would imagine that we would see the same thing with these British Airways flights.
Absolutely.
Let's turn to something that's happening domestically that
yes.
we are watching. We're in the midst of a government shutdown. We're just in the second day. So obviously we don't know, you know, how long this will extend. And there are some federal sites that are staying open. But ultimately, when we have something like this happen, how does it affect tourism? For example, if some of our national sites close here in St. Louis?
Well, I mean, obviously, Gateway Arch National Park is a national park. So the arch, unfortunately, is closed. The old courthouse is closed. But the river boats at the arch are operating. And so is the helicopter. And just FYI, brand new, the folks at Big Muddy are also now renting bikes down on the riverfront. So you can still gaze upon the arch from the exterior if you are a visitor, but you are not able to go up. Now, if you've pre-purchased a ticket, that will be automatically refunded to you. But it does have an impact for folks who, if this is a bucket list experience for them, they want to come to St. Louis and they want to go up in the arch, which, I mean, obviously that's something that you want to do when you come to the Gateway City. It's something that you're not going to be able to enjoy until everything reopens.
Does that have a ripple effect, good or bad, on other attractions in the area?
I think that's an interesting question, and I don't have data to back that up. I mean, instinctively, I would say, you know, when you come to St. Louis, you don't just go to the Arch. There are a lot of other things that you're doing. You go to City Museum, you go to the Magic House, you walk Forest Park, go to the Art Museum, the zoo. There are so many different ways to enjoy and get connected with St. Louis. If you can't go up in the Arch, I'm sure it's deeply disappointing to people who were hoping to do that. But St. Louis delivers a tremendous experience, no matter how you kind of connect with all the different things that you can do here in the St. Louis region. So, and also it's also worth noting for folks who are listening, the Ulysses S. Grant historic site is also currently closed.
We'll just have to invite people back, right?
Absolutely.
After the shutdown, you just got to come back to
That's
St. Louis
right.
for the arch. All right, Kat, so good to see
good
you
to see
and
you
we'll talk to you again next month.
I look forward to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.